the schedule's over. How do you guys feel about where you are heading into the agency?
We got a little bit of work to do. I believe it's still early, you know, even going into ACC play. We haven't even played our first game yet, so you know, we're going to get these few practices out the way and work on some things we need to work on and be ready for next Saturday or this Saturday. So.
How ready do you feel?
Very ready. I mean, you know, it's basketball. You know, I go out there and play. That's not, you know, too difficult.
What was going through your mind when Coach erupted like that?
About the call?
The whole sequence. It was building up to it first.
It was building up. You know, we've seen Coach erupt before. I'm not going to comment on the official's call because I think I get in trouble for that. But it's questionable.
Not what you're asking. Comment about Coach, not the call.
What are you talking about?
Just about seeing him do that and what went through your mind.
It fired us up, if that was what you're asking about. I mean, we used that as energy in the huddle when Coach was away. You know, we were talking amongst ourselves and with Coach Rob and CB and just kind of using, you know, Coach's energy, our energy, and taking it out to the court and kind of got after him after that point.
Were you surprised at all by how loud the Dean Dome got afterwards?
Yeah, because it's usually not that loud unless it's like, you know, a Duke game or against State or something like that. So it was surprising, but it was great for us. We used it. We needed it.
How comfortable did you feel out there tonight?
I mean, you know, shots were falling. But I looked at it as any other night or any other day game we have. You know, I'm comfortable out there regardless. It's just shots were falling for us today. And the other team, I'm pretty sure they felt the same way. They were hitting some tough shots down the stretch, and they played a great game. Overall, I feel like everybody was just uncomfortable.
What kind of things can you do to, like, put a team away when you're, you know, you're maybe the better team? What kind of things can you do?
Defensively, just get after them, whether it's being loud, talking, you know, pressuring the ball, denying a pass, taking them out their offense. You know, that's our game plan, you know, going to every game. And sometimes we get away from it, as you saw today or tonight. And we picked it right back up, so kind of just using that as energy.
How good can this team really be after these two games? They win over Ohio State, head into ACC play,
right, up? We could be great. We just have to be consistent. That's the only thing. That was the thing last year. You know, starting out ACC play, went 1-3. And then, you know, after that, we had a couple of guys that just kind of picked up the team and, you know, took it by the rings and, you know, showed everybody that, you know, this is how we have to play to, you know, be a great team. So kind of looking to do the same thing, except quicker, wait three games to figure it out.
What kind of adjustments do you have to make sure you guys don't get lulled to sleep like you guys kind of did at the beginning of this half when you're in ACC play?
Simple. Just come out and play hard, basically. That's what it comes down to. You can talk about the, you know, specifics, but when, you know, it all comes down to how hard you're going to play, how bad do you want it. You're going to out-hustle the other team. And, you know, the ACC is tough. It's a great conference. So if you don't come with it one night, as we saw last year, you're going to get beat.
Roy was talking about building habits with this team going into ACC play. What do you feel like right now are the good habits that you guys have and the bad habits that you still have?
Well, I'll start with the bad. Is our consistency. You know, some games we'll have, you know, that energy that we need. You know, get after it on the defensive end, execute on the, have the defensive. Offensively, you know, execute. But you know, some days like today, we have letdowns. And you know, just going to try to focus on not having those letdowns and just trying to be consistent, making that one of our best habits.
The ACC is a different monster. What are you kind of telling these freshmen to prepare them for? Like, it's a grind, looking ahead up until March.
I mean, you know, coming into the locker room after the game, you know, everybody was saying this is how it's going to be in the ACC. Guys are going to make runs. You know, we're going to play against great teams. It's expected. It's how we bounce back, how we respond to, you know, those runs they make. Are we going to give in or are we going to keep fighting? That's basically what we talked about.
Coach Williams talked a couple weeks ago about how he might have to get mean and tougher on you guys in practice and kind of keep that foot on the gas on a consistent basis. Has he kind of done that over the last couple weeks?
Yeah, he has. He's been a little tougher. But, I mean, you know, he's gotten results from it, so why wouldn't you go back, you know, to what you were doing? But, yeah, I mean, from a player standpoint, you know, I'm not looking forward to it.